It was 10 o'clock, and Patty, having just read her ethics over for the third time without comprehending it, had announced sleepily, "I shall have to be good by inspiration. I can't seem to grasp the rule." When a knock sounded on the door, and a maid appeared with the announcement, "Mrs. Richards wishes to see Miss Wyatt." "At this hour?" Patty cried in dismay. "It must be something serious. Think, Priscilla, what have I been doing lately that would outrage the warden sufficiently to call me up at 10 o'clock? You don't suppose I'm going to be suspended, or rusticated, or expelled, or anything like that, do you? I honestly can't think of a thing I've done."
"It's a telegram," the maid said sympathetically.
"A telegram?" Patty's face turned pale, and she left the room without a word. Priscilla and Georgie sat on the couch and looked at each other with troubled faces. All ordinary telegrams came directly to the students. They knew that something serious must have happened to have it sent to the warden. Georgie got up and walked around the room uncertainly. "Shall I go away, Pris?" she asked. "I suppose Patty would rather be alone if anything has happened. But if she's going home and has to pack her trunk tonight, come and tell me, and I will come down and help." They stood at the door a few moments, talking in low tones, and as Georgie started to turn away, Patty's step suddenly sounded in the corridor. She came in with a queer smile on her lips and sat down on the couch. "The warden has certainly reduced the matter of scaring people to a fine art," she said. "I was never more frightened in my life. I thought that the least that had happened was an earthquake which had engulfed the entire family."
"What was the matter?" Georgie and Priscilla asked in a breath.
Patty spread out a crumpled telegram on her knee, and the girls read it over her shoulder. "Robert died of an overdose of chloroform at 10 this morning. Funeral tomorrow. Thomas M. Wyatt."
"Thomas M. Wyatt," said Patty grimly, "is my small brother Tommy. And Robert is short for Bobby Shafto, which was the name of Tommy's bull pup, the homeliest and worst-tempered dog that was ever received into the bosom of a respectable family."
"But why in the world did he telegraph?"
"It's a joke," said Patty, shaking her head dejectedly. "Joking runs in the family, and we've all inherited the tendency. One time my father... But as my friend Kipling says, that's another story. This dog, you see, this Robert Shafto, has cast a shadow over my vacations for more than a year. He killed my kitten and ate my Venetian lace collar. It didn't even give him indigestion. He went out and wallowed in the rain and mud and came in and slept on my bed. He stole the beefsteak for breakfast and the rubbers and doormats for blocks around. Property on the street appreciably declined, for prospective purchasers refused to purchase so long as Tommy Wyatt kept a dog. Robert was threatened with death time and again, but Tommy always managed to conceal him from impending justice until the trouble had blown over. But this time I suppose he committed some supreme enormity, probably chewed up the baby or one of my father's Persian rugs or something like that. And Tommy, knowing how I detested the beast, evidently thought it would be a good joke to telegraph, though wherein lies the point I can't make out."
"Ah, I see," said Georgie. "And Mrs. Richards thought that Robert was a relation. What did she say?"
"She said, 'Come in, Patty, dear,' when I knocked on the door. Usually when I have had the honor of being received by her, she has somewhat frigidly called me Miss Wyatt. I opened the door with my knees shaking when I heard that 'Patty, dear,' and she took my hand and said, 'I am sorry to have to tell you that I have heard bad news from your brother.'"
"Tommy?" I gasped.
"No, Robert." I was dazed. I racked my brains, but I couldn't remember any brother Robert. "He is very ill," she went on. "Yes, I must tell you the truth, Patty. Poor little Robert passed away this morning." And she laid the telegram before me. Then, when it flashed over me what it meant, I was so relieved that I put my head down on her desk and simply laughed till I cried. And she thought I was crying all the time and kept patting my head and quoting Psalms.